Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments, all with no annual fees or interest. With Chime's secure credit card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
This is the Supernaturally Paid podcast, where all faith-based entrepreneurs come to get everything that they need about how to thrive in business, how to not worry about money, and how to trust God more than they trust their bank account. I am your host, Raven Hoquette. Let's get into the episode. Hello, you guys. It is Raven Hoquette, and I am back with another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Now, y'all know, like, I be like turned up about every episode. I always start off and be like, you guys, I'm so excited. I'm always excited, right? But this episode is very near and dear to my heart. And it's near and dear to my heart because we're going to talk all about how to stop worrying about money. Now, here's the thing. Most of y'all know me as a serial entrepreneur, right? But what y'all don't know about me is that I used to be a serial worrier. I used to be a serial worrier to the extent that I was worried about how I was going to pay my bills. When God would have me sign different contracts for events and things like that, I would be super fearful that nobody was going to come to the event. I would be super fearful that we wouldn't be able to fulfill our end of the contract. I was always worried about money. I was always worried about things that related to finances. And I never understood just how deep this was until I found out that I was pregnant with my son and God told me to shut down my coaching business. And baby, that's when all the worry came up out of me because it caused me a lot of stress in my pregnancy. It caused me a lot of anxiety, and all of that stress literally had a direct relation to different just health issues that I dealt with in my pregnancy to cause me to have basically a high-risk pregnancy. So this is near and dear to my heart because I don't want entrepreneurs stressing yourself out so badly about money that it leads you into a heart attack. It leads you into high blood pressure. It leads you into having to be on anxiety medication because you're up so late at night and you're worried about money. Or even worse, it leads you into stepping into a business that you're not supposed to be in or going back to your job because you're so worried about money. So I'm going to try to break this down and make it as practical for you guys as possible with all these tips that I'm going to give you guys to finally help you stop worrying about money. So tip number one, it says that you have to understand that there shall be no poor among you. It literally says that in the book of Deuteronomy. I did not make this up. This is not a Ravenism, okay? Like, this is in the word of God. Deuteronomy 15:4 says, there shall be no poor among you. It does not say, there shall be some poor among you. There shall be a little bit of poor among you. It says, there shall be no poor among you. That's a scripture that I stand on all the time when I find my mind trying to go back to a place of being worried about money. God said that there shall not be any poor among me. It ain't nothing poor about me. Literally, when the enemy tries to whisper things in my ear, that contract took, I don't know, you ain't gonna have the money to cover that. Can y'all really get this kind of house? Can y'all really have two different spaces for y'all business? Can you really get this? Can you really afford this? Should you really, you know, pay this much for your cost of goods sold? I literally whisper back, it ain't nothing poor about me. My daddy is rich. I know who my daddy is, and I know that he is rich. I also know that I am an heir. So standing on Deuteronomy 15:4, standing on Deuteronomy 8:18, standing on so many different scriptures in the word of God that talks to you about your finances, and you have to understand that, baby, the fight is already fixed. It's already fixed. That's the spoiler alert. The spoiler alert is that God won. The spoiler alert is that God is going to provide for you. The spoiler alert is God is going to take you up out of whatever financial traumatic situation you think that you are in. The spoiler alert is that Jesus paid it all. The spoiler alert is that there is no bill that's too big for God. The spoiler alert is that every knee must bow. I always like to say, y'all know how the Bible talks about how every knee will bow. I always look at my expenses, my bills, and I be like, baby, every knee around here is about to have to bow. Every bill has to bow. Every credit bureau has to bow. Every whatever else I got going on, every single thing has to bow. And it has to bow because God told me in the book of Philippians that he will literally supply all of my needs. He didn't say, Raven, I'm going to just do some of it for you. Raven, I kind of got you a little bit. He said he would literally provide all of my needs for me. That's what he said. So when you know what the word of God says about your money, when you know what the word of God says about your finances, when you know those things, it's very difficult for the enemy to whisper lies in your ear about your finances. Let's take it to the kitchen because I know it's a lot of women that listen into this, right? Now, y'all know as women, we got out certain recipes that we just know that we already make them a certain type of way, right? So I'm going to talk about like mac and cheese because I think mac and cheese is one of those recipes where everybody kind of makes mac and cheese their own type of way, right? So imagine if somebody is over your house and you're making your famous mac and cheese and they come over there and try to say, well, you know, this kind of cheese goes in there. Well, you know this. Well, you know, no, I don't, because maybe I'm true to this. And I've been making this mac and cheese for a very long time, so I already know what goes up in this recipe. When you know what the word of God says about your finances, you already know every component to the recipe that is required for you to basically build your wealth. You already know that it says that you're supposed to invest. You already know that it says that you're supposed to tithe. You already know that God said that he would make your name great. You already know that God said that he has a plan to prosper you and not to harm you. You literally already know all of these things. When you know those things, even though you might not know exactly how it's going to end, you already know that it's going to end in the victory. So for me, that's how I look at things all the time. It don't matter what I'm going through financially, baby, it's going to end in a victory. One thing that the enemy tries to do to me, because for me, when God tells me to invest in something, I don't just obey. I obey like expeditiously. And I do not care how much it is. I don't care what the bank account is saying. If God said to do it, I am going to run and do it. So I can remember a time being in a season where God had me investing in a ton of different things at one time. And not like, oh, $100 for this. It was like 10 racks for this, 6 racks for that, 15, right? Like it was a lot of money. And I'm talking about like within the same week, you guys. It was like a lot of money that I was basically putting out. And so I remember I'm making all these investments. I'm listening to God. But at the same time, baby, I'm looking at this account and I'm like, ooh, ooh, it's getting lower and lower and lower and lower. And so in my mind, you know, my flesh wanted to be like, ooh, let's just stop this here. You know, I can't invest in another thing. I can't. My flesh wanted to go back to the practical state of a financial mind where you say, I don't have enough. You know, the funds are getting low, but I have to operate in the spirit and say, God is a restorer. God is a rewarder. God is faithful. God is worthy. God is a provider. God is Jehovah Jireh. When you call him out by name, don't just be calling him out. God has a bunch of different names because he's so many different things to us. Don't just say God, God, God. Call him up as Jehovah Jireh. He is the ultimate provider. He literally said over and over and over again in the word that he will provide all of our needs. So you definitely want to make sure that you know the word and what it says about your finances and you understand that the fight is fixed. Tip number 2 for me that helped me stop worrying about money. I don't talk to everybody about money. I do not. And this is the thing. As an entrepreneur, I don't know what it is like written on my forehead that makes people think that all the time I just want to talk about business and money. But I think that when people go to make conversations with entrepreneurs, they instantly want to talk about money because they feel like money is what excites us. You know, money is what drives us. Money is what moves us. But I'm so far removed from making money an idol. You know, money is no longer an idol in my life, and it has not been for a very long time. So I limit who I talk to about money. But more importantly, I don't talk about money with people who put limits on God, because that's the easiest way to allow their limiting beliefs, to allow their limiting thoughts to infiltrate my mind and make me think, God can never make me a billionaire. God can never allow me to buy up, you know, 5 blocks in my hometown. God can never make me into this big, you know, real estate mogul, or I could never learn how to get to this place in a stock market. And, you know, whatever limiting beliefs that they have, I know when they start opening their mouth, that's going to come on me. So for me, I operate every day in a mindset that I serve a limitless God. I literally tell myself all the time, my daddy is rich. I say that like I'm talking about my earthly father down here all the time. And, you know, speaking of like earthly parents and stuff like that, I want to touch on that because a lot of us are putting limits on God because we're comparing God to people down here in earth. There's been so many people on earth that have disappointed us. They told us they would come through for us in this way financially. They told us they would do these things and they never do it. But your Father in heaven does not lie. I also love that scripture in Isaiah where it tells us that God will literally save us for his name's sake. We don't have to make God look good. A lot of times we are so worried about money that we're scared to ask God for certain things because we feel like, well, you know, if he doesn't do it, I'm going to be embarrassed. You couldn't embarrass God on your worst day. I just need to tell you this. You literally could not embarrass God on your worst day. So second tip is don't talk to limitless people. I mean, people who are limiting on their thoughts of what God can do for you financially. This episode is brought to you by the God Pays Me Masterclass. Y'all, this masterclass is everything that faith-based entrepreneurs need that have been struggling with worrying about money and overcoming the spirit of poverty. All you have to do is go to the show notes and hit that link and download it, and it will be sent to you instantly.
Ah, spring. Nothing like the world progressing towards summer to inspire your own progress. That's what life's all about, in your career, relationships, and your finances. Let's talk about that last one. With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit score grows, so could your opportunities for lower rates on loans, like for a car or home. Sounds like progress, right? With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/build. That's chime.com/build. Chime. Feels like progress.
The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA. Members FDIC. Out-of-network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosures for details.
Last but not least, you have to make godly decisions regarding your money. You have to. If you are not making godly decisions about your money, you're always going to be worried about money because you're always going to wonder where your money went. When you're making godly decisions about your money, you're allowing God to tell you where to put the money. And in turn, you literally know exactly where your money went. So one of the things that you want to be doing is you want to make sure that you're investing. Ecclesiastes 11 shares so much about investing and why we should have different investments and things of that nature. Another thing that you want to be doing is making sure that you're tithing. When I wasn't tithing, I was always worried about money. I always had money anxiety when I wasn't tithing. But when I started tithing consistently, there was a different level of freedom there. There was a different level of peace there because I knew for a fact that my dollars were protected. I knew for a fact that I was covered. When I wasn't tithing, this is the thing about not tithing and thinking that you won't get away with it, especially when you're a Christian entrepreneur and you're dependent on God for your finances. Baby, he's going to get his money one way or another. One way or another. That car is going to start acting up. You're going to need a new tire. You know, you're going to need new brakes or something like that. Like, things are going to start happening financially where literally God is going to get his money one way or another. So I love how in Malachi 3:10, it talks about bringing the tithes to the storehouse. And then when you go on to 11, it says that God would bring you so much that it literally would not even be enough room to store it. So for me, because I know that I tithe, because I know that I make godly decisions for my money, I know for a fact that overflow is my portion. I know for a fact that I'm protected financially. I know for a fact that God is going to provide for me. I know for a fact that God is not going to leave me hanging. I know for a fact that God is not going to embarrass me. The worry that we have about money It's worry that we've put on ourselves. It's worry that we've allowed other people to put on us. It's worry that we've allowed the enemy to put on us. It's also being mindful of not even like entertaining yourself with certain things. One of the things that I pride myself on, and I know that this is like still like a very big staple like in the Black community, but I don't even watch certain TV and movies. I don't want to watch stuff about people living in poverty. I don't want to watch Good Times and they talk about keeping your head above water. Keeping my head above water. I don't want to just be keeping my head above water. I don't listen to songs that talk about ain't nothing going on but the rent. No, it's a lot of stuff going on. It's good stuff going on. I'm blessed and I'm blessed and highly favored. I don't feed my mind that type of stuff. And I know a lot of those things were made to make people feel comfortable and to make people feel good and all of that about their situation. But don't do that without making people understand that they can level up, without making people understand that there's a next level that has their name on it, without making people understand that they don't have to be out here living in poverty. God said in his word, there shall be no poor among you. That's the biggest scripture, y'all, that I always stand on, Deuteronomy 15 and 4, where it talks about money and just people not being poor. So I want that to be the biggest one that you guys are standing on as well. And I want to leave y'all before I go with a scripture that I've been loving lately. It's in the book of Luke. So it's Luke 6 and 46. And it says, why do you call me Lord and not do what I tell you? And I wanted to touch on that because there are so many of us that we are so worried about money that we are literally hoarding money. God tells you that you need to stop tithing at that one church and tithe over here somewhere else. God tells you to give to that homeless person. God tells you to sow a seed into somebody. He tells you to invest into something. And you are so afraid because you are so worried about money. And so you feel like, God, this can't be what you mean. That's too much money. That's too, You can't be telling me to sow a seed into a random person on the street and it actually has a comma in it. You actually want me to give them $1,000, God? This can't be, it can't be me, you know, who it is that you're talking to. That's how a lot of us feel. But it says in Luke 6, 46, and I'm just going to take it all the way to 49. It says, so why do you keep calling me Lord, Lord, when you don't do what I say? I will show you what it's like when someone comes to me and listens to my teaching and follows it. It is like a person building a house who digs deep and lays the foundation on solid rock. When the flood waters rise and break against the house, it stands firm because it is well built. But anyone who hears and doesn't obey is like a person who builds a house right on the ground without a foundation. When the floods sweep down against the house, it will collapse and heap of ruins. So a lot of us are worried about money because we don't even have a good foundation when it comes to money. And one of the ways that you get a good foundation when it comes to money is you first educate yourself about finances. I'm amazed at how many people are just so hire happy, hiring accountants and doing all these different things and don't understand the first thing about accounting. I'm not saying that you need to be an expert accountant, but I am saying that you need to understand the basics of what's going on in your finances. Because the last thing that you want to do is be up out here getting shocked by the IRS because you didn't put all your trust into an accountant and you didn't know what was going on. So you want to make sure that you have a firm foundation financially, and you can seek God and ask God, how do I go about the process of doing that? But you also want to make sure that when God tells you to make a move financially, you are actually doing it. One of the examples that I always use is that, let's say, for example, it's $10 million that's in your bank account. And God tells you, and mind you, this is $10 million that, baby, you done worked hard to get this $10 million. You done invested, you know, you've built your wealth, your businesses have thrived, like you have done well for yourself. And God tells you, you got $10 million in your account. I want you to take $9.5 million all cash right now. And I want you to go over here and buy this building. And you don't do it. But little do you know that that $9.5 million that you invested into that building, or that you were going to invest into that building, God could know that next month it's going to be worth $20 million. And he literally was going to give you that extra $10.5 million just from you being obedient. You have to listen to what God says to do with your finances. Don't be that person that's out here that you are so worried that you won't make a move. That seed could be the seed that's going to break the spirit of poverty off of you. I will never forget, I sold a $1,000 seed and it broke the spirit of poverty literally off of me. The prayer that was said after that, the feeling that I felt after that, the boldness to go up and stand up when I had more than $1,000 in my account, but not much more, you know, than $1,000 in my account. So sowing almost all that I had, and not just sowing, but sowing almost all that I had, even on top of my tithes, that was a big faith move. But God loves when people show him that they trust him. He loves when people show him, God, I know you got my back. I know you got my finances. I know that you got my front, my back, my side, my other side. I know you got every single thing covered for me. So you want to just be mindful, definitely, of the decisions that you are making financially. And my prayer for you guys is that just that worry spirit will come off of you when it comes to your finances, because God tells us in 1 Peter 5 that we can literally hand over any worry and any anxiety to him. And I think that sometimes we think about that in such a sense of like, well, God, I'm worried about this. But when it comes to money, money is so practical. Money is such an everyday language that we think that that's the one thing that we just cannot give over to God. And God is like literally waiting. I just feel like there's so many people listening to this podcast and God is waiting for you to give those bills to him. God is waiting for you to tell him that he's greater than a credit bureau and trust that he can increase those scores. God is waiting for you to trust him that he'll pay the mortgage for the house that he blessed you with. God is waiting for you to let him know, God, thank you for giving me my car. I know that you're going to provide. I know that it's not going to be any lapses in my insurance, any lapses in my payment. God is waiting for you to be delivered from the thoughts of things that happened to you in the past. You are not that repossession that happened to you 5 years ago. You are not that foreclosure that happened to you 10 years ago. You are not that person that constantly kept losing their job and having to borrow money and all of those things. You are not that person walking around with a 450 credit score. I don't even care if you're a person right now listening to this and you have a 450 credit score. I need you to recognize and say to God right now, God, you are bigger than a credit bureau. God, I trust that you would be the credit bureau. God, I trust that you would be the one that does the approvals. I remember I was applying for a business loan and it was just such a hassle and so much back and forth. And they kept asking me for all this just identification and verification. And it was literally like an 8-month process, y'all. Like it just felt so draining and just like, oh, like this is so much that they're requiring me to do. And y'all know when I finally found peace? I finally found peace when I said, it doesn't matter what they're asking me for. They can't deny me because God has already approved me. You can't be evicted from the house that God has already given you. The car can't be repossessed that God has blessed you with. This is why it's so important to even make decisions about your finances, like asking God, where should we live? God, what car do you want me to drive? What house do you want me to live in? Do you want me to rent for another year? Do you want me to start? Do you want me to own? God, what do you want me to do? So I hope that this episode has blessed you guys. I could just go on and on and on with how to stop worrying about money. This episode has me like wanting to just do like a in-person event and just lay hands on the people, because I'm telling y'all that this spirit of worry can back up off your finances right now in Jesus' name. If you absolutely believe that this is something that God can do for you, God wants us waking up happy. He wants us waking up excited. He don't want us waking up and worrying about no money. He don't want us waking up and looking at the bills like, and just letting that be something that's just ruining our day. When you know that God has already gotten it covered, you're not worried about a bill. You're not worried about a contract. You're not worried about an eviction. You're not worried about a repossession. You're not worried about being embarrassed. You're not worried about any of those things. So I hope that y'all enjoyed this episode. I'm going to sign off right now. Thank y'all so much for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. If you enjoyed this episode, if you know somebody that is struggling with worrying about finances, Please, please, please make sure that y'all share this, and I will see y'all in the next episode. Thank y'all for listening to another episode of Supernaturally Paid. Do not forget to subscribe. We don't want y'all to miss out on any amazing content that we have to offer. And also, don't forget to hit the link in the show notes so that you can get your free God Pays Me masterclass.
Save a little more this month. Chime checking accounts have features like fee-free overdraft up to $200 with SpotMe and no monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/goals24. Banking services and debit card provided by Bancorp Bank N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. Members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply.